is an open and relational thought from Thomas J. Ord.
Shai Held is a theologian, rabbi, educator, and author, and also the president and dean of Hadar Institute in New York City. Shai is a Abraham Joshua Heschel expert, but he's written a brand new book called Judaism is About Love, Recovering the Heart of the Jewish Life. This is a big and powerful book exploring love in the Jewish tradition and offering great insights, not only in general, but addressing particular difficult passages in the Hebrew Bible. In part 4 of the book, Shai writes a section he calls A Theology of a Loving God. What makes God, God? Asks Shai. What is it that makes God unmistakably ultimate and worthy of worship? Some would say that God's power is what makes God, God. God is infinitely more powerful than any created being. God can do anything God chooses. Others might say that God's knowledge is what makes God, God. God knows everything there is to know about everybody and everything. Human knowledge utterly pales in comparison with its divine counterpart. There is truth in both of these claims. God's omnipotence and omniscience mean that God is radically unlike anything else we can imagine. But Jewish sources offer another, very different answer, too. What makes God God is that God's love is unfathomably vast, vaster and greater than anything human beings can imagine, let alone embody. What makes God God, in other words, is the depth, steadfastness, and extent of God's love. In the chapter that follows, Shai goes into details on what that looks like in the Jewish tradition, addressing various biblical passages. And at the very end of the chapter, he writes in a section called God in an Open Future the following. The fact of freedom in the world, says Shai, the fact that the world is free to run according to its own processes, coupled with the fact that human beings are free to make their own choices and decisions, means that the future has not yet been determined. As the physicist theologian John Polkinghorne writes, the play of life is not the performance of a predetermined script, but a self-improvisatory performance by the actors themselves. God shares the unfolding course of creation with creatures who have their divinely allowed, but not divinely dictated, roles to play in its fruitful becoming, unquote. Shai writes, to continue the image, God cannot know the future because it remains to be acted out. If God is a vulnerable God who does not know the future in all its details, then God experiences reality as it unfolds. In that regard, I think it makes sense to say that God changes. But God's character and God's purposes for creation do not change. God's love and God's yearning to be loved remains steadfast. This is a fantastic book from Shai Held. Judaism is About Love. I recommend you get a copy of it.
For more, see the Center for Open and Relational Theology or Dr. Ord's website, thomasjord.com. Please like and subscribe to Ord Shorts.